Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. If you got more cows than grass, bad things can happen. Back on that today in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
University of Missouri's Wesley Tucker, guest of Dr. Jamie Lynn Farney in a recent podcast that she puts out, talking about and having the right number of cows for the amount of grass that you've got, says you need extra grass if you want the flexibility to be able to survive and thrive in the beef business.
I will argue one of the biggest things I can do to protect myself is not being overstocked. Because unfortunately, when we're overstocked, we really limit our options. Just think about when the pandemic hit in March of 2020 and the market crashed right in front of us. Those people that had very little grass and their calves were ready to be weaned and go to town, they had to send them no matter what the price was. But people that had extra grass that they could kick them back out and say, hey, I'm not going to put them straight in the feedlot now. I'm going to kick them back out to grass for a little while. You know, those people that had the flexibility to do that, then in the next 30, 60, 90 days, the market recovered and they were rewarded very well for that. But I think that ability to have some flexibility with what we do, and often, you know, that flexibility goes back to not being overstocked. But unfortunately, I call it egonomics. We all get in this evil desire that we want to own just a few more cows. You know, what do we do when we have a good year and we have extra grass? We go out and buy more cows. What do we do the next year when it turns off dry? Occasionally people will say, well, you go sell cows. And I'll say, no, you don't. You go buy more round bales. Nobody ever wants to sell cows because, you know, you just think about too, and I may be going down a rabbit hole here on you, but just think about why that is. Why do I, if I have 15 cows, why do I dream of being at 25? Or if I'm a producer with 700 cows, why do I want to be at 1500? Sometimes people will tell me that's because they think they can make more money with more. That may be part of it, but I will tell you that the guy that lives in town wants a bigger bass boat sitting in his driveway than the guy across the street. Farmers, we feel more valuable if we can say we either crop more acres or we run more cows. Again, as I said, I call it egonomics. Our feeling of self-worth comes from how many animals we run. And unfortunately, that gets us in dangerous territory as we continue to add just a few more and just a few more. And we lose all flexibility in our operation as to how we utilize that grass. And the other thing I'll mention real quickly is the idea that, you know, forage sells a whole lot better wrapped in calf hide than it does cow hide. And so often running the maximum number of mature mama cows locks us into a situation where we can't have any flexibility in our marketing program for our calves. The market right now set us up to reward us for growing those calves bigger. You know, the market is preferring to buy a larger calf now because of the cost of feed, buying a larger calf and have him less days in the feedlot versus putting a lightweight calf directly into the feedlot. They're not pay, you know, they don't pay as well for that. And so the market is rewarding us if we can use some of that extra grass we have to go through that calf herd. But you've got to have the flexibility to do that. And if you're overstocked, you don't have that option often.
University of Missouri's Dr. Wesley Tucker. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.